Greetings, dear friends, and the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said, unto those who believe, therefore he is precious. Unto the believer, unto the child of God, unto those who have been born of the Spirit of God, unto those who know and love him, he is precious. He is of great value. He is of tremendous worth. He is to be held in esteem by those who know and love, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. And I trust that the blessed man in the glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, is indeed precious, of high esteem, of great value to you today. If you've never received him as Savior, then he cannot be of high value. Because up until this moment, if you're out of Christ, you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and his gift of eternal life. The scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 5, this is the record that God has given unto you, eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. Get that, please. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. And he that has the Son has this life, eternal life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. And you're lifeless. You're Christless. And if you're Christless, you're lifeless. But those who have Christ have eternal life. And these things, he says, I have written unto you who believe, so that you can know that you have eternal life, so that you can know you're a child of the King, so you can know you belong to him. If he's not precious to you, then I would like to invite you to, number one, receive him as Savior. Confess your sin. Acknowledge your guilt. Plead guilt to the Holy God and say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm lost, and today I want to come to Christ. I want to trust the one who suffered and bled and died, who gave his life for me, so that I could have eternal life and live with him in heaven.
It's been some 25 years now that we have been preaching the gospel of the grace of God over this radio station. First, Brother Hal Green, and then myself. But as many of you have heard, at the end of this month, we will conclude our ministry on WNAH. I have tried to assure you, if you've been listening over the past couple of weeks, that our commitment to Nashville, to the ministry of the gospel throughout this great city, is as much a part of our conviction and commitment as it ever was. We're not leaving Nashville. We're not abandoning the great commission to reach this great city with the truth of God. Rather, we are, as led by the Spirit of God, seeking to be good stewards, and we will be diverting the money that we have been paying to keep this program on the air into another form of outreach. And that will be starting in early January. But in case you miss us after the 28th of this month, that will be the reason. And we just want you to know why. We will be concluding our ministry as of that date on WNAH. Now, I want to just say very quickly that we are as committed to the same basic truths that we've taught all through the years as we were when we first began. First of all, just to give you an example, we believe that the message of salvation is the same as it always has been. It is the gospel of the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We believe that everybody who is born of the Spirit of God, every man and woman who becomes a new creature in Christ, should be baptized by immersion. We read in Acts chapter 8, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Beloved, we are committed to the act of baptism, to people who know Christ being baptized. And by the same token, we believe that every child of God should meet regularly to observe the Lord's Supper. And they continued steadfastly in the breaking of bread. Upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Every Lord's Day, we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in that name alone, and we do so to preach, to teach, to fellowship, and to break bread. Have the Lord's Supper every Lord's Day. Is our gathering without a denominational name something new? Of course not. We were exhorted in the book of Corinthians to gather to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and avoid all names that would seek to divide us. We're committed to these things. We're committed to the plurality of elders and to the gifts that God gives to his church for the edifying and building up of the body of Christ. And we invite you, even though after the close of this month we'll no longer be on the air, we invite you to visit with us at the Gospel Chapel where Christ is preeminent, where the Word of God is preached, and where there are no strangers, just friends you haven't met. Call if we can be of any help, and may the Lord richly bless you today for his name's sake. Amen.